Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And Finn McKay says, please pick Finn McKay. Says he's from Scotland. Finn McKay. But actually, it's Finn McKay from somebody else. Pick me, I will make you a cup of tea. Well, do you know what? Actually, I have one right in front of me, so I have one already, Finn. But next time, Finn and Jake, let's do this. Anya, good morning.
Hello.
Anya Doyle. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you from, Anya Doyle?
Kilkenny.
From the city. It's not a city, it's actually a town, but it's called a city. Or from the county?
I'm in between the city and the country.
You're kind of half city, half country.
Yeah.
So if you're a town mouse and a country mouse, you'd be a town tree mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. What class are you in there, Anya?
Fifth class.
Ah, fifth class, where nothing really happens. I mean, where you learn lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you learn lots? What do you like to learn?
History and art.
Yeah.
And science.
If you could live in any part of history in the whole world, which part would you live in?
No, I like now.
No, don't mind now. Now is the present. The present's boring. If you could live in the past, in any period of history, would you like to live with the pharaohs? Would you like to live with the ancient Romans? Would you like to hang out with the geeky Greeks? Would you like to hang out with the Tudors? Would you like to be in, you know, Cuba? Where would you like to live?
Medieval times.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. And do you know what would happen then?
What?
You'd smell like a dump. They didn't have deodorant. They didn't have Lynx in the medieval times. The one sound you would not hear in medieval times is this, tss, tss, putting deodorant on in the morning before they go out to work. That's the truth. Okay, so your teacher's name is?
Miss Denise.
Mysteries.
Miss Denise.
Agatha Christie.
Denise.
Murder on the Orient Express? Quick, what?
Denise.
Denise?
Yeah.
You just call her by her first name?
What?
Do you call her by her first name?
Denise.
Miss Denise?
Yeah.
But that, is that her first name or her second name?
Her second name.
Denise? What's her first name?
Trisha.
Trisha Denise? Oh, this is all very confusing. Okay, give me some letters there, Anya Doyle, and my medieval missus. Go for it.
A.
A. What A do you breathe in to stay alive if you're lucky? Breathe it in. A.
Air.
Air. And another one, and all in it, anyways.
D.
D. What D is a type of doctor who looks after. Well, he might be a doctor, depends. He fixes your teeth.
Dentist.
Yes. Give us another one.
Zed.
What Zed is a place where lots of animals live.
Zed.
Every time. Every time, you two. And another one, please, Anya.
G.
What G is something you wear on your face, or there might be R something to wear on your face to help you see better.
Glasses.
Glasses. You giggling fool. I mean, now next letter, please, Anya.
Why?
Because I'm meant to. That's my job. I have to ask you the questions. Oh, no, why? Sorry. What why? Are you ready for this? What why is the opposite of no? I hear.
Yo.
What
yo.
Why?
Yo.
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 I didn't say what yo. I didn't say what why is the opposite
yo.
Of no. The opposite of no.
Yes.
Not. Oh, for yo. What why is the opposite of no? Yo. What are you, hanging out in Harlem? Yo, yo, Anya Doyle. Yo, yo, in the house. You better go to school and learn stuff.
Yeah.
You were that close to getting one of these. But you didn't. You ended up getting one of these. And now you've got one of those. Do you know what you just won?
What?
A cheap, disgusting, nasty, manky-looking, plasticky, Albanian lunchbox that everyone seems to want. So you've won one.
Can I ask two questions?
Let's start with the first one, shall we?
Would you sign the lunchbox?
No. What's the second one?
Can I have homework off?
Ah! Well, who do you think I am? Miss Denise? I'm Mr. Ryan. No, you can't. I can't do that. Dear Miss Denise, with the odd name. Please give the giggling ninny, Anya, no homework today. Okay? I love you, Ryan Tubridy. Okay, that's the letter written. Give that to Niamh now. She's going to put it in the lunchbox and send it to you, and then when it arrives, you give that to Miss Denise with the odd name, and she'll give you no homework.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.